Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
An Invaluable Gift by the Addict, California, USA. When I was in my early 20s, my father's long and horrible illness weighed heavily on us all, and there wasn't anything anyone could do anymore. I couldn't take the pain and pressure, so I fled. I left my boyfriend, five siblings, mother, and slowly dying father all behind in the Midwest and moved to California. I was restless, depressed, and confused about how to live life. My father died shortly after I left. Instead of finding peace and happiness in California, I found isolation, more confusion, and unfortunately, a bad drug habit. The habit quickly turned into an addiction. Soon, I was in big trouble. My family didn't know the extent of my problem and couldn't help from thousands of miles away. I didn't open myself up totally to any of my friends, so they couldn't help. I thrashed alone, making insane, life-threatening choices. I lied constantly to cover things up. I knew this wasn't the real me, but feared I was so far gone it didn't matter. I didn't want to live anymore and waited for something awful to happen. I wanted to die. Years later, my sister sent me an addiction memoir. I had read countless addiction books, but nothing spoke to me personally. But this book was different. It wasn't a normal formula-driven memoir with a happy ending. This book had a real edge, brutal honesty. I understood what this man was saying. For the first time, I felt hope. After about a month clean, I emailed the author, thanking him for writing the book and asking how he managed to stay clean for multiple years. I was sure I wouldn't get a response. He wrote back not 2 weeks later and asked for my phone number. He said he would call and talk to me. He said he would help. Over the next several months, this busy, best-selling author took time out of his life to help a stranger. He forged a friendship with me. He emailed, called, and offered support. He taught me a different way to live and asked for nothing in return. I had no movie deal to offer, no lucrative partnership for him to pursue. I was no one, nothing. But he made time for me. He was never condescending or pretentious, never curt or hurried. He showed a truly generous spirit of patience and genuine concern. I've been clean for 8 months now and have a new life. I'm going back to school, pursuing my interests, and starting to hate myself less and less. I have real relationships with the people in my life now. I'm learning to take responsibility for my actions. I finally feel like I have the strength within me to be strong, stay clean, and continue building a new life. For a girl who lived so long as a depressed, confused victim, that's an invaluable gift. I'll never find the words to express my simple gratitude to this man.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.